Good morning. Good morning, all, to the August Spiritual Outreach Call of the Order of Malta, the American Association, and, of course, we have the Federal and the Western invited to these calls as well. I am happy to introduce to you today our speaker for the month of August, being Father Alfredo Hernandez. Father Alfredo is a priest of the Diocese of Palm Beach since his ordination some 27 years ago. He is currently Vice Rector and Academic Dean at St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida, after having served 14 years as pastor of St. Juliana Parish in West Palm Beach. In 2017, Father Alfredo was initiated as a deputy chaplain for the American Association of the Order, assisting in the Palm Beach area. He is very much looking forward to be part of the work of the Order for a long time to come, but he says he's still getting his feet wet. I will offer a personal tidbit about his connection to the Order and the fact that Ambassador Oscar de Rojas, the Order's recently retired permanent observer to the United Nations, is Father Alfredo's first cousin. I'd also like to note that just about a year ago, Father Alfredo spoke to our group about the meaning of the Assumption and the call that it has for us. Based upon that experience, I know we can expect this particular call, what we believe and what we know about heaven, to be both enlightening and entertaining. And with that, I'll turn it over to Father Alfredo.
Well, it is great to be with all of you, and let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this day. We ask you to help us, in the words that we heard this past Sunday from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, to keep our eyes focused on the things of heaven, to know where we're headed, and thus to be better prepared to live the life you call us to live here on earth. We ask this in all things through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're talking about heaven. And heaven is where we... If you ask me where do I want to be in 30, 40, 50 years, depending on your age, I think the answer for all is heaven. And yet we know so little and sometimes are afraid of it. Remember, I was the youngest of nine cousins on my mom's side. Ambassador de Rojas is the oldest. But I occasionally had little pranks played on me. And I remember one that would happen a few times. And I was gullible enough that I think I fell for this in both English and Spanish on multiple occasions, where one of my cousins or my brother or sister would put their hands on my shoulders and look at me very seriously and in a very solid tone of voice say, "Alfredo, do you want to go to heaven?" And I nod my head and said yes. And then they'd sort of tighten the grip and start pulling up and say, "Not yet, not yet." And that's very much, I think, an attitude that many of us have. And we need to want to be on earth and do the work the Lord calls us to do. Do we have a longing for heaven? And are we filled with hope as we think about heaven? And as I was thinking about how to focus a conversation today about heaven, it really seemed to me that a very good document to go back to is the encyclical by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI on hope. It was called Spes Salvi, in hope we have been saved. He took the title from Romans 8:24, and it came out on November 30th, 2007. And this letter, it's very dense. There's a lot of material in it, but he has a good bit to say about hope, and specifically about what it is that we hope for when we talk about. One very important point that he makes is when we're filled with hope, we're changed. And I think that's important for us as we're talking about heaven. What's the purpose? In a sense, what does it do for me now to think about heaven? And I think what Pope Benedict says about the transformation that it can occur in us when we are hopeful is very helpful. He talks specifically about the story of Saint Josephine Bakita, a slave from Darfur in southern Sudan, who, despite suffering many abuses by the various owners she had before the age of 13, was purchased in 1882 by the Italian consul in Sudan. And he took her to Italy, where, and the Pope uses this expression, where she met a new owner, a master, who would love her always, the God of Jesus Christ. And when she met that owner who had suffered as she had, she found true hope. And the Pope writes, now she had hope, no longer simply the modest hope of finding masters who would be less cruel, but the great hope. I am definitively loved, and whatever happens to me, I am awaited by this love. And so my life is good. And she became, she was baptized, confirmed, made her first communion, entered a religious community, and really her whole life was a sharing of that hope. And so I really would invite us, at a time in our society today, we as Catholic Christians need to be signs of hope. And I want to invite you to think about this conversation about heaven from a perspective of what is it, how are we going to be transformed by it so that we can give hope to others? In the rite of baptism, it used to be that the standard answer that parents would give when they asked the baptism for their children, what faith offered them, the response was eternal life. And still, it's possible when children are being baptized, for the priest asks, what do you ask of God's church for your children? They can answer baptism, or they can answer faith, or they can answer eternal life. The same answer that catechumens give when they're coming into the church as they're preparing for baptism. And the Pope Emeritus writes, today is in the past. This is what being baptized, becoming Christians, is all about. It is not just an act of socialization within the community, not simply a welcome into the church. The parents expect more for the one to be baptized. They expect that faith, which includes the corporeal nature of the church and her sacraments, will give to their child eternal life. That's what we want. And really, as we think about the church and where she is right now and the struggles that we face, both as Church Universal, church in our country, and each one of us as Catholic Christians, have that sense of where we're headed and what it is we believe that belonging to the church, not as a club, but we believe that belonging to the church as the body of Christ can gain for us eternal life. And he asks another question. Do we really want this? Kind of like me as a little kid. Not yet, not yet. Do we really want to live eternally? And he goes on. He says, perhaps many people reject the faith today simply because they do not find the prospect of eternal life attractive. What they desire is not eternal life at all, but this present life for which faith in eternal life seems something of an impediment. To continue living forever, endlessly, appears more like a curse than a gift. Death, admittedly, one would wish to postpone for as long as possible, but to live always, without end. For this, all things considered, can only be monotonous and ultimately unbearable. The quote ends there. And don't we sometimes have an image, even if you have a pretty image of playing harp in heaven for all eternity. I'm sorry, I'm not a real big fan of, I like a little harp music, but I'm not sure I can imagine it for eternity. And it can kind of seem, as we think about heaven, of kind of like twiddling our thumbs with the angels for all eternity. That's my paraphrase of what Pope Benedict was saying there. It has to be something more than that. It has to be more than the continuation of earthly life, which would be pretty difficult to tolerate in the best of cases. And so Pope Benedict writes, on the one hand, we do not want to die. Above all, those who love us do not want us to die. Yet on the other hand, neither do we want to continue living indefinitely, nor was the earth created with that in view. So what do we really want? And he goes on, what is that eternal life that we want, that we're looking for? And he says, there are moments when it suddenly seems clear to us, yes, this is what true life is. This is what it should be like. And Augustine talks about this, try to explain Romans 8:26. He says, there is therefore in us a certain learned ignorance, so to speak. We do not know what we would like. We do not know this true life. And yet we know that there must be something we do not know towards which we feel driven. And so what is it that we're longing for? What is it that we're being called to? Do we have that sense of being called to? And the Pope expresses it beautifully. What is that life with God like? And I'm going to paraphrase, basically saying it's the most wonderful, joyful moment that we can imagine, kind of exploding into eternity. He says, to imagine ourselves outside the temporality that imprisons us, and in some way to sense that eternity is not an unending succession of days in the calendar, but something more like the supreme moment of satisfaction in which totality embraces us and we embrace totality. This we can only attempt. It would be like plunging into the ocean of infinite love, a moment in which time, the before and after, no longer exists. We can only attempt to grasp the idea that such a moment in life in the full sense, a plunging ever anew into the vastness of being in which we are simply overwhelmed with joy. That's what we're longing for, a moment that becomes eternal, in which we are overwhelmed with joy. That's the heaven that the Holy Father, the Pope Emeritus, is describing for us. And one of the concerns I can sometimes be brought up when we're talking about heaven like this is, coming back to what I said at the beginning, that in some way, if we had this kind of image of heaven, are we disconnected from the rest of humanity? Are we kind of like, okay, I just want to get there, so are we forgetting what matters, what we need to do here on earth? And Pope Benedict insists on the fact that really it is that hope that we have that then strengthens us to be able to do what we need to do here, that strengthens our bonds of community, that makes us long to be giving of ourselves to our brothers and sisters here on earth, and also makes us long to share eternal life with them in heaven, to be a part of that as we are joined with God in heaven, as we are brought in to share the life of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to share that life as well with all of our brothers and sisters. That's what we long for. And if we have that longing, and certainly I would encourage you to read Pope Benedict's whole document. Again, Spes Salvi, you can find it on the Vatican website. You can find it any number of different sources online. But it's that sense that he has of what heaven is like that then helps us to see, how do I measure my life? Not with fear, but with total trust in him. And he says, talking about the judgment towards the end of the letter, he says that when we think about the judgment, we're not just looking back and seeing what God has done for us, but also we're looking forward to experience the hope of sharing eternally the life of heaven, the life to which all creation is called. He says that we have beautiful depictions of the judgment in art, but there's kind of a problem that by tending to emphasize its ominous and frightening judgments, they've sometimes hidden the hope that the judgment offers us. And again, that sense of a privatized view of religion and morality, which is so dangerous today, it's so present today, can make the judgment see something just that's purely personal, just about me, and make us lose sight that the final judgment is the consummation of all of history. That it is about all of us. It is about our call as a people to share fully that life of heaven. And really, what I would invite you to, we are celebrating, if you listen to the readings this last Sunday coming up, there's that focus on being ready and being prepared for the judgment, being prepared for the end of our lives. Next week we celebrate, as we mentioned at the beginning, that my last year I spoke about the Assumption. Next week we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We celebrate her life in heaven. And is that where we want to go? We want to share that life that God has in store for us. And does that vision of perfect joy that we can only begin to imagine, is that vision something that can fill us with hope? That's what I hope, pardon the pun, that this brief conversation maybe has begun for all of us. And I invite you again to pray in a particular way for the gift of hope in these days. Hope based on our confidence in Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for us. Hope based on our confidence that he who rose from the dead truly has prepared a place for us in heaven, and truly has prepared for us that perfect joy, the explosion into eternity of the most wonderful moment that we have ever experienced in our lives, in perfect joy, perfect love. That's my prayer for all of you, and for your families. And so why don't we finish in prayer? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of faith, for the gift of faith in your Son Jesus that helps us to know your love. It helps us to know that we have become in him, by the power of the Spirit, your sons and daughters. Help us with the gift of that faith to be full of hope, hope in the promise of eternal life, hope in the promise that we will share the love that you have called us to live here on earth, that we will share it perfectly in the life of heaven. Prepare us for heaven and help us never to be afraid. We pray for all of our beloved dead that they might be sharing that life of heaven now. We pray eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.
And I'll finish by giving you all a blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father Alfredo. Boy, an issue that we've pretty much had presented to us since we first came into the church, the issue of heaven. I've never heard it explained, expressed in quite that way. It gave me a lot to think about as you spoke, and a lot more to think about in the days, weeks to come. I want to remind everyone on the call that Father Alfredo's comments have been recorded and are available on the website, or will be available shortly on the website. So I encourage you to tell friends or family who weren't able to make the call in real time, to listen to the good words of Father Alfredo. in the days and weeks to come. Also to remind the group that our next spiritual outreach call is set for September 4th, where we will be taken through the topic of why does the Blessed Mother have so many titles by Father Paul Hartman from Milwaukee. Again, thank you, Father Alfredo. Thanks to all of you for joining us. A blessed, maybe a little slow down summer, the remaining weeks of August, and I look forward to hearing you all or seeing you all again a month from now in September. Thank you.
Thank you all, and God bless.